Not all parks will be as lucky as Jack London. About 15 are still orphaned. Nobody's fighting to keep them open. One of those is Moss Landing State Park, just between Santa Cruz and Monterey. KALW's Kyle Tabuenafroli visited the park a year ago and brought us back this story.
I'm on a beach in the smack dab middle of California. The breeze coming off the jet is getting violent, and it's really cold. Through the fog, I can only see a couple hundred feet of gray ocean. This is where I meet Mike.
Mike French.
He's reading the low waves and the bored surfers for signs of a good set. He's a local.
Yeah, I'm local.
Which means?
Oh, yeah, I come and check it three or four times a week at least. And it's only good enough to go in once or twice a week, particularly at this time of year.
We watch the surfers bob for a bit, and I ask him what makes this state park so special for him.
Well, the fact that the jetty is here, and the way it causes the sandbars.
He launches into this whole deal about the sandbars and the swells and the jetty's paddling channel and how in the winter, the coldness from the north bumps the waves to just the right height and form.
And you can ride it without just getting foam.
He points to a surfer coming in hot.
Like, exactly like that. Oh, it's a great spot, I mean, for many reasons.
A great spot for surfers. A great spot for bird watchers and the otter photographers that show up every year. A great spot for the fishermen on the jetty, hoping to catch some luck. This is Moss Landing State Beach, and in a year, it'll still be here, but Californians won't. The state's closing the park, maybe for good. And that was news to French.
No, I hadn't heard that.
He thought about it for a sec and then said something interesting.
Well, now when you say closing the beach, meaning they're going to wall it off and there will be no access? There's going to be no maintenance?
I was wondering the same thing. So, I talked with Park Ranger, Dana Jones.
This is the Monterey District.
She manages all the state parks on the Central Coast, from
Henry Coe, down to Julia Pfeiffer Burns, over to San Juan Batista.
Jones has to close four parks in her area by next year. That's close to 140 square miles of chaparral, beach, and forest, like three San Franciscos put together. So, I asked her what closed really means. And what she said surprised me.
So really, we're not sure what closed means. Or my thought is probably after summer's over, we'll start looking at how we're going to, you know, make the transition and make the closures.
Jones has never had to make such drastic cuts, but this year it was necessary. Moss Landing looked so modest. I mean, what sort of money does the state put into it?
That beach. Just on the surface, the first thing you can look at is we have a contract with a vendor that provides the outhouses for us. So there's a cost there. We have trash cans out there. We have
just like the surfer detailing what made Moss Landing so perfect, the ranger launches into the fine print of what it really takes to keep the place together. The cost of the ranger patrol, the cost of the lifeguards, seasonal and non-seasonal, and
for Moss Landing, this is a really big one.
The cost to remove the sand that blows across the road from the beach at least five times a year. Then, there's the cost of erasing vandalism, of fixing the fences, of keeping the endangered snowy plover alive in the dunes.
We're not doing it. Let's finish how much it costs.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we have resources, because on at Moss Landing State Beach, mm-hmm. we do have a number of endangered species, both animals and plants. So we have what we call natural resources crew.
She goes on and on, but what I really get out of her speech is that this beach, this mile of sand they're closing by next July, it costs a lot to her, to the state, and to us. But what happens when we shut them down? Jones has been looking to another state that recently shut down some parks, Minnesota.
And they're seeing just huge vandalism issues. People are going into the closed parks and just spray painting everything and tearing things apart. And we're hoping our park visitors will be a lot nicer. We have to have some optimism on that.
So I don't know. Surfers will get out here and surf. I can guarantee you that's going to happen. What the ramifications of, you know, closing the park would be, I don't know. You know, maybe there won't be trash cans, there won't be porta potties. People won't be able to come out here and watch the otters from this side.
Yeah, but there'll be surfers long after it closes.
You bet.
And so I say goodbye and leave the cold, foggy beach behind. I look back, and Mike French is still standing there, watching the ocean. After the out-of-towners pack up their picnics, after Ranger Jones padlocks the gate, After the sand blows over the road and the ice plants stake their new claim over the forgotten concrete, after it all, he'll probably still be out there. In Moss Landing, I'm Kyle Tabuena-Froley for Cross Guards.